Will Hoyt filled in really well last year. That's probably got to be a plus for you, or I should say key.
Yeah.
Something you have to work on, whoever that guy is playing next to you.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, Navarro has been has held down, you know, that position. Has been a big part of our defense, being as good as it has been for the past few years. And, you know, to not, you know, to go without him, you know, the first half of the season, I mean, he's surely going to be missed. But Will Hoyt and a lot of other guys, I mean, I look forward to them to step up and do what needs to be done. Now, whoever's in there, we're going to get the job done.
Patrick, were you surprised to see Vernon today, or did you have a sense of, you know, how you were serious about maybe being a training camp holdout, or did you kind of know where his head was?
You know, honestly, man, I try not to get too caught up in other people's business. I just try to form my own field and stay focused on what I have to do. And all I can say is that I'm glad to see him here this year. I mean, see him here this camp. So. No, not at all, man. I mean, it's always urgency. Look, I see Mike and working now. Like, I like that. but it's one of those things that, I mean, like I was telling my guy, we understand what's at stake. We understand that it's all about winning. It's about winning the championship, as it is every year. So, I mean, every organization, you know, you can ask that question to, you know. But for us, we have been close. You know, we did go 1 year, but no, it's not good enough. We want to bring it home, but, you know, it starts today. It goes on tomorrow and the next day, and we just got to take it one day at a time and not look too far down the road, but just concentrate on now.
Pat, what's been your early impressions of Chris Moreland and Shane Scott, some of those rookies working in, how they progress so far?
Yeah, Chris has been amazing. Shane has too. Those guys, I mean, they're still young, you know, still learning, but they picked up, I mean, I think, Shane, I think he might have been in this defense before, similar to it. So he's picked up on it. Well, Chris, he's fast learning and just a heck of an athlete, you know. And it's been fun watching him, and it will be fun watching him and even taking reps with him, and you never know, maybe even playing with him. But we just look forward to taking it one day at a time and just working as we do every year to try to be the best linebacker corps there is in the National Football League.
For Chris in particular, is there more pass coverage duties that he has to learn than what he was used to in college? I mean, is that a different part of the NFL game than what these guys are used to in college?
You know, the guy played so good in college. You know, I can't say too much about it, you know, other than, you know, the game itself. You know, just in, you know, how team offense and how they scheme and how they do different things, but. I mean, he played at a high level in college, and I'm sure he's capable of playing at a high level here at this level. It's just, like I said, it's just going to be getting in there and getting your feet wet, and it ain't going to be pretty all the time, but you just got to keep on going at it, and he have our support, and I'm going to be in his corner all the way. So, you know, he's out there doing a conditioning test this morning, and I looked over, and I saw him. You know, he's out there. He was watching us do our conditioning test, and I wanted to just yell at him and be like, "Bo, what's up, man?" But you know, I don't want to put no more on him than what he already has on his shoulders already. I know that he wants to be out there more than anything. I actually said "man" this morning, and he thought that I meant like, "man," like, "boy, you're not out there." I was just saying, "man, it's, here we go, it's back again." So I know he wants to be out there, but I just want him to take his time. Most of all, I just want to make sure that when he comes back, that he's ready to go and that he don't have any setbacks, because he's a great athlete and still have a lot of football ahead. So he just had to make sure he take care of that injury. So. Oh, man, we look good. You know, for our conditioning test, it was great. Everybody passed, I believe. I'm not sure, but looked good. Everybody looked like they was in shape. And like I said, coaches say just take it one day at a time and just bottle the injury from one day to another and just try to be better each day than we were the day before. So.
Have you had a chance to talk to Jonathan Martin at all, get to know him at all?
No, I haven't had a chance. I mean, I met him and, hey, how you doing? But hadn't had a chance to sit down and hang out. And as is anything, you know, I never push the envelope and make someone feel uncomfortable to, you know, sit down and have a talk, because I'm just not that type of person. If you want to talk, like, I'm always free to talk to, so.
Thank you.